In the eastern city of Tobruk, Libya's parliament selected a new prime minister. Fethi Bashagha was voted into office unanimously. He arrived in Tripoli on Thursday night and was received by hundreds of people. The former interior minister is widely seen as Western Libya's strongman, and he's got the backing of powerful armed groups across the country, including warlord Khalifa Haftar's self-proclaimed Libyan National Army, or LNA, which controls the oil-rich east.
We welcome and support the decision of the Libyan parliament made on Thursday to appoint Mr. Bashagha as prime minister and to form a government that leads to a better future for all Libyans.
But interim Prime Minister Abdelhamid Dbeibah says he will not hand over power.
I will not allow for new transitional stages. I will not be deterred from our role in the government until elections are held. The government of national unity will continue its work until it is handed over to an elected government.
And for the moment, the UN agrees.
We've seen the reports of the appointment of prime minister. This is part of Stephanie Williams' ongoing consultations. Our position that I stated, I think, very clearly yesterday, remains unchanged.
If your position remains unchanged, you still recognise the interim prime minister as the prime minister of Libya. Is that correct?
Yes. The short answer is yes.
Dbeibah's main task as interim prime minister was to hold elections. But the country has two rival legislatures, the parliament in the east and High Council of State in the west. In December, the vote was postponed because they couldn't agree on the rules for holding it. Jibril Zway is a political analyst and says changing the government now will only prolong the conflict.
Parliamentary elections are the best solution to the conflict because it ends the mandate of the rival legislative houses. It's clear the parliament and High Council of State are blocking the way and don't want elections in order to stay in power.
As a major political figure from Libya's west who has support from the main warlord in the country's east, Fethi Bashagha believes he can bring Libya's government back together. But with the UN and other powers refusing to recognize him as prime minister, whether he can bring stability to the country or even take office, both remain very uncertain. Malik Traina, Al Jazeera, Tripoli.